every first practice go, were you able to do everything asked of you? Were you limited in any way?
Just a few scout team reps. I didn't go fully everything. Just working my way back into the flow of things.
How much have you been looking forward to this, just the last couple days knowing this was coming?
I really didn't know, but I kind of knew, had an idea. It's been exciting.
How much of it now is, because obviously physically you seem like you're there, but how much of it now is the mental side of things, just trying to get over the injury?
The mental side is, I think I'm pretty good with that. It's not too much I don't think I can do. So,
how challenging have these 10 months been for you?
It's been a long journey. I've had a great support system around me. Just everybody's been helping me, you know, telling me this, telling me that. A few guys I reached out to, they reached out to me, give me advice. People who've hurt their Achilles before, they just tell me, you know. Jason Peters, he helped me out a lot. Jordan Hicks, he helped me out a lot as well. Everybody's just been supportive, and it's been
Sorry, do you have any setbacks along the way, or did everything go?
No, everything was good.
When did you feel ready to play?
I would say like a month ago, probably.
Obviously, you'd love to be out there and play. I mean, how do you, in your mind, kind of take a step back and say, okay, each step at one step at a time kind of thing?
Just got to take it slow. I got to get into shape first. That's the biggest thing. So, you know, I don't hurt any other body parts and stuff. So we just got to make progressions during practice and just get better every day. But it's just a process.
Is it a plan for you to play? In the front row in meetings and the coaches Skyping you in. How valuable is that time just from picking up the scheme so that when you get back out there, you're not going through trying to learn everything and get yourself physically ready?
It's very valuable. Coach challenges me every day. I got to stay on my toes. It's been a journey. Just, you know, staying on top of everything week in and week out. I've been preparing like I'm going to play every week. So it's just been, you know, simple now. I'm used to it.
Do you think you're going to play this season?
Who knows?
I mean, how badly would you like to just, even if it's one snap, just to get out there in a game?
It was a blessing for the day. It's been a long road to even play football. I haven't played football since my last college game, which is approximately about a year ago. Right. This is just the first step, and I can't wait for the future.
The coaches said you worked your butt off in rehab and everything. When you're going out there, did you think about one of the days that was hardest or anything like that, where you've come from through this whole rehab?
Not really. I was just focused on today, just focus on the moment. It's great to be out there.
How tough did it get, the journey and the process?
I handled it pretty good, I would say, but it was a little tough at times.
Did you feel like you were part of things? Did they? I know Coach Corey was trying to really make you feel a part of the team, was that important?
Very important. Usually, I didn't expect the league to be like this, but my teammates, my DB squad, they're awesome. They're terrific. Those are my brothers. It's a real brotherhood around here. So, you know, they've had my back every step of the way. They treated me like no different.
How have you been able to stay so focused, being a rookie and being so far from home, going through this process?
It hasn't been that hard. I've been away in college. You know, I'm used to it. It hasn't been a tough task for me.
Even if you don't end up getting activated and stuff, do you see like these 3 weeks has been able to practice like a huge benefit for you heading into the off season?
Definitely. Yeah. Just to get my feet wet, just so next year won't be, you know, a big scare. Not a scare, but you know, I'll have some feet under my ground, you know, just in that sense.
Do you think something to work with, basically?
Yeah, something to work with.
Do you think when you do step out on the field for a game for the first time that it'll mean so much more because of everything that you had to go through and it was basically taken away from you?
Definitely.
Did you play slot cornerback ever at or nickel cornerback,
Barely. In practice, I practiced it a few times in college, but not too much. I can do it, though.
Hey, Sydney, in terms of your movement, the way you ran, the way you cut, how did that compare before the injury?
I didn't really notice any difference. Only thing, you know, I haven't guarded anybody in, you know, forever, so just getting back in my stance, my press stance, and just back to the basic thing. So I just got to work on the basics, and I'll be good.
Did you find yourself thinking about the Achilles at all, or was it not on your mind?
Not on my mind at all.
In terms of conditioning, because obviously you can't repeat like
reproduce what you do on the football field. How did you feel from that perspective as far as like not being winded?
My win today was pretty good, better than I expected. Obviously, I didn't do all the reps and everything, but it was pretty good today.
What was the difference covering the Eagles receivers against the trainers you've been working with in the past?
I didn't really guard the trainers, but it was pretty good today. It was a good day.
Hey, Cindy, what perspective do you have as a football player that you probably didn't have before the injury?
I was always grateful, but it actually hit being that I got injured. In college, I'll go out and just every day just think of how grateful I am. But like now, it's like it actually happened, so you really got to be grateful because you know it can happen at any moment again, or you never know what's gonna happen. So you just got to take every day like it's the last. So go out there and get everything you got.
How big a step was today?
Very big, very big, biggest one.
So what advice would you give? I mean, Carson's about to undergo a long rehab as well. What advice would you give him after having just gone through something like that?
Just stay in your faith. Stay in your faith, which he's very good about. Just, you know, ask for advice from other people who've been through it. Stay on top of rehab and give it everything you got every day to make sure you come back as good as can be.